Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a system for swing from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes, but we're doing it in a way that's actually reusable for future tracks. And that's the key word here, system. We're not just slapping swing on a loop and hoping it feels good. We are creating a groove hierarchy where the drums, bass, and atmospheres all share the same pocket. That's what gives old school jungle that lively, shuffled, slightly broken feel, while still keeping the low end tight enough for modern DNB. Set your project to somewhere around 174 BPM. That's the classic sweet spot for this vibe. Then create three groups right away: drums, bass, and atmos. This might sound basic, but it's a really smart way to organize the whole session before you get too deep into the sound design. While you're writing the first ideas, leave global quantization at one bar. That helps stop you from overfixing everything too early. In music like this, the pocket matters more than perfect grid placement. If you force everything too soon, the track can lose its bounce before it even has a chance to breathe. Now, before we even talk about the main break, create a simple swing reference lane. Put closed hats or short clicks on the offbeats, then manually push every second hat slightly late, by around 5 to 15 milliseconds. This gives you a kind of timing ruler. It's subtle, but it helps your ear understand what the groove is doing. That's an important concept in DNB. The top layer often tells your brain what the groove feels like. Even if the break is busy, if the hats and top textures have motion, the whole track feels more alive. Now bring in a classic breakbeat or a break-style loop. If you're using simpler, keep it in classic mode and warp it if you need tempo matching. If the break is too sharp, you can soften it slightly with a filter, but don't sand off the character. If you want more control, slice it into a drum rack and treat the hits more like individual instruments. Here's where the swing system starts to take shape. Open the groove pool and try some Ableton swing presets like Swing 16-54, Swing 16-58, or if your system has them, one of the MPC style groove settings around 56 to 62. But don't apply the same amount to everything. That's the first big lesson. Think in layers of feel, not one swing amount. Keep the main kick and snare fairly stable. Those are your anchors. Then apply more groove to the ghost hats, percussion, and break fragments. A good starting idea is almost no swing on the main kick and snare, maybe 0 to 10%, while the supporting details live much looser, maybe 35 to 65%. That contrast is what makes the pocket feel intentional. You can also manually nudge certain hits. A few hats a little late, a ghost snare a little early, and maybe one fill that rushes slightly into the one. Don't overdo it. We're not trying to make everything human in the same way. We're creating a timing hierarchy where the strong hits hold the frame, and the smaller details create the lilt. Inside the drums group, split things into three layers if you can: the main break, ghost percussion, and a top tick or hat layer. Then add drum bus on the group with subtle settings. A little drive, a little crunch, maybe a touch of boom if the kick needs it, but keep it controlled. After that, put glue compressor on the bus. You're aiming for just a couple dB of gain reduction, enough to glue the pocket together without flattening the transients. This is the part that makes the groove feel like a record rather than a loop. The main drum hits stay punchy, but the smaller sounds lean and pull around them. That's the swing system in action. For the ghost notes, heap the velocities lower, often somewhere in the 25 to 60 range. And timing-wise, let them sit just behind the main backbeat. Ghost snares can be a few milliseconds late. Hats can be it a little later still. This small delay is part of what makes jungle feel human and restless at the same time. Now let's talk bass, because in DNB the bass can make or break the groove. If the bass is too constant, it flattens the swing. If it's too busy, it starts fighting the drums. So build a simple bass line that responds to the drum phrasing instead of sitting on top of it. A solid starting point is a two-layer bass, a clean sub layer, maybe with operator on a sine wave, and a mid layer from wave eatable or resampled Reese. Keep the sub completely mono and clean. Let the mid layer carry the character, and maybe add a little saturation if needed. When you write the phrase, leave space for the snare. In old school DNB, bass often answers the drums rather than filling every gap. Try placing some notes slightly after the kick for weight, then leave a small pocket before the snare. Use short note lengths too, because in this style note length is just as important as note pitch. Shorter notes can help the groove breathe. A good bass phrase might hit on the end after the kick, then answer with a short note before the snare, then hold a note into the next bar, then leave a gap for atmosphere or a drum pickup. That call and response feeling is very classic. Now we move into the atmos group, and this is where a lot of people either overdo it or ignore it completely. In jungle and atmospheric DNB, The atmospheric layer is not just decoration, it's part of the swing. It needs to move with the drums. You can use vinyl noise, a filter field recording, reversed ambience, a dub chord tail, or a short ambient stab. Put auto filter first and use it to shape the motion. Then follow it with echo. Keep the repeats filtered and controlled so they sit behind the drums instead of washing them out. The real trick here is to make the atmosphere react to the groove. That can mean applying groove to the Atmos clip, shifting the start point slightly, or automating the filter to open just before a snare hit. If the snare lands on 2 and 4, let the atmosphere breathe open on the end before the hit, then pull back after it. That small motion adds a lot of life. And here's a useful mindset shift. When the beat gets busier, don't just leave the atmosphere running at the same level. Darken it, reduce it, or pull it back. When the groove opens up, let the room breathe again. That push and pull is part of the energy. Once the pocket feels strong, resample it. Seriously, this is one of the best DNB workflows in Ableton. Route the full groove to a new audio track and capture 4 or 8 bars. Then treat that audio like a performance. Cut out the strongest bits, reverse some tails, duplicate a tiny fill, and build a second version if you want. This is where the loop starts becoming a track. Resampling locks in the vibe and gives you material that already feels like it belongs together. You can also make one version drier and tighter, and another more filtered and echo-heavy. That gives you arrangement options later without rebuilding the pocket from scratch. From there, shape a simple arrangement. A classic 16-bar structure works well, drums and Atmos first, then bass tease, then the full groove, then a switch up with extra percussion or a bass variation. Keep it DJ-friendly. Think in 8-bar and 16-bar phrases. DNB arrangements often feel stronger when they reveal themselves in blocks rather than constantly changing every bar. Use small automation moves to guide the energy. Darken the drums in the intro. Open the mid-bass layer in the drop. Push echo feedback briefly into transitions. Pull the sub out for a bar before bringing it back. These are little moves, but they make the structure feel musical. Finally, check your mix discipline. Mono the sub. Keep the atmosphere from flooding the low mids. Use EQ to clean up rumble, boxiness, and harsh hat energy if needed. And always check the groove at low volume. That's a great test. If the tune only feels good when it's loud, then the swing is probably depending too much on hype instead of real timing and phrasing. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't swing every element equally. Don't make the bass too long and constant. Don't leave atmospheres as static wallpaper. And don't force the break onto the grid so hard that it loses its character. In this style, the magic is in the space between the hits. If you want a quick challenge, try this. Make a 32-bar mini track at 174 BPM with drums and Atmos first. Then add a sparse bass phrase. Then a full groove. Then alternate between stripped and full sections. Use at least 2 different timing behaviors across your drum layers, and resample at least 4 bars so you can recut it into a new rhythmic idea. And here's the biggest takeaway from the whole lesson. In jungle and old school DNB, swing is not just an effect, it's a system. Anchor the downbeats, move the edges, let the supporting layers breathe, and keep the low end disciplined. Do that, and your track stops feeling like a loop and starts feeling like a proper record. All right, let's get into the session and build that pocket.